Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Technology influences our entire population, but some segments of our society are less tech-savvy than others. Project Gold, Project Get Older Adults Online, focuses on our senior population, and we have the executive director with us today, Deborah Berlin. We're going to talk about some of the issues, but we're also going to talk about social media and technology in a larger sense as well. But first, we're going to start off by focusing a little bit on the seniors and what's happening with technology and seniors. And from some of the things that I've read, Debbie, it looks like seniors are really flocking to the internet. They're using social media and networking sites. What do you see happening?
Well, Shirley, yes, thank you. Older adults are using the internet at much larger rates now than ever before. Although we still have a significant age gap with the older adult population, they are increasingly using the internet. So for the first time in the past couple of years, a majority of older adults 65 and plus are online.
Hey,
so that's good news.
That is really great news, especially given the fact that an aging population oftentimes are less mobile than the younger population.
Absolutely.
And so social networking sites is a great way to reach your family, your friends, and no matter where they are, no matter where they are in the world, for that matter.
That's right. That's right. So while we have a majority, it still means that we have a large number of older adults who are not online. And that is still our challenge, to get those folks to embrace the online world, to get the internet in their home, or to find a way to get online.
Do you think it's because of fear of technology, or because it's fear of what it's going to cost? Because the senior population, some of us live on restricted budgets. What do you think are the causes that it's not penetrating that population segment as much as some others?
Well, I think there have been several reasons identified. I put at the top of my list that many older adults have just not recognized the value of what going online can do for them in their daily life. And then following that, there's always the question of, how do I learn how to use technology? And I think that issue, this sort of fear of any sort of technology, has been slowly been chipped away by the fact that technology is getting easier to use.
Amen to that. Yes. I was a computer programmer in another life. So I've never been afraid of technology. It boggles my mind a little bit at how advanced some of the programs and things and systems that we have today.
Right.
But I can say that from my standpoint, I have seen it getting easier and easier, more consumer friendly, a little bit more intuitive.
Right.
That doesn't mean you have to do some work. You know, I think it's often intimidating too, because you don't get this complete laid out guide when you get a smartphone, for example.
No. You turn it on.
You turn it and pray.
And you seriously start to just use it.
That's right.
And the days of getting the big boxes for your computer, arriving at your home and spending all day to hook it up, are over. Yep. And so now for many older adults, what we're seeing is what it means to go online is to have a tablet or maybe even a smartphone. So increasingly, the good news is that the adoption rates for tablets and smartphones are starting to increase.
Well, I love that, because I use a tablet, a smartphone, and a computer, and I link my tablet and my smartphone, and it's so easy. I mean, I really am amazed at it. And yes, people saying, oh, well, Shirley, you've been doing this all your life. Well, no, because the new technology, you have to learn it. But it's really fantastic what it gives you. I mean, the first time I heard from a friend of mine who was in Europe, I was so excited. I thought, oh, this is just awesome. You know, I mean, really, and that's been a while ago, but it really does expand your whole horizon. Now you can do things like Skyping. You can see people. You can do all of this. You got to get your makeup on so you look good. But there's so many things that are going on there that are so exciting that I think I get very excited about it, and I want other people to be excited about it too. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about Project Goal, because I think that's what you're doing, is you're making it exciting for people.
That's right. And, you know, as we look at the older population, I started at 65 plus. There's a huge range there. So we've got our 65 to 75 year olds who may have just left the workplace and they're taking their knowledge of technology with them into the home. But then we've got an older population as well, the 80 plus year old individual. And there was just a study that I read about that looked at that population group and the fact that so many of our older adults are in their home and isolated, and they may have some physical or cognitive disabilities, and how technology can really help those individuals and how important it is.
It puts the world at your fingertips.
It does. It helps them stay connected.
Your computer and you can go anywhere.
So it's so important for us to reach out to the entire community, the entire older community, to get them connected.
Okay. So are you doing this in terms of age brackets, as you've discussed here? Are you focusing different kinds of programs on that segment of the population? Or do you do far reaching? Because I know you do programs, you do educational things. What are some of the things that you're doing to reach these populations?
Well, Project Goal looks at some of the different challenges that we have with that population group. So we've looked at showing the values that can offer. And so the value is, you know, as I said, that we want to take a look at what are the different values that connecting to the internet can provide for the older community. So we look at family and friends staying connected. Mm-hmm. And we look at, is there an opportunity for getting health information into the home? Is there an opportunity for entertainment? That's a huge benefit that some of us don't think about, mm-hmm, and haven't thought about initially. Getting information, being able to surf the internet and getting information.
Well, you have a question, you can get an answer.
That's right.
You have to be careful where you get your answers. But
yes, that's right. So, you know, there are all sorts of different benefits. And I don't think there's any one answer for the older population. So I just mentioned that older population, so we can have some sensitivity to the diversity in the community of 65
plus. Even when you say
plus.
Seniors, they, right.
Yes,
right.
It's a very diverse community.
Right. But I think the exciting thing is that there's the availability and the ability to use this. And we're going to talk coming up, we're going to talk about how technology really permeates most areas of our life, from our car to our home to
Absolutely.
Our office. Yes, indeed. So just to let our listeners know, you're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Deborah Berlin. She is the executive director of Project Goal, which is Get Older Adults Online. Debbie, what is your website? How do people get to your website?
It's theprojectgoal.org.
Okay. Theprojectgoal.org. I keep wanting to say gold. I don't know why. It's a gold standard. Okay. Now, while we're talking about social media, it's not just social media that permeates our lives. I mean, I stream. My husband has a car that virtually drives itself. I mean, there's so many ways technology is affecting our lives and the way we live. And I guess that the exposure and getting people over the hurdle of being scared of it. I've heard people say, oh, I don't understand my car. It's got too many bugs, bells and whistles. Well, you're going to have to do a little reading because you got to find out what's on there. So how do you frame all of that, putting all of these availabilities into one package?
Yeah, some great term that many individuals may have heard about in the media lately is called the Internet of Things. So this Internet of Things. What that means is that everything is starting to get connected mm-hmm. to the network. So let's talk about what that means. And it's a huge thing for all consumers, but also for our older population. So right now, we have wearable technology. We have our smart watches, we have some health and fitness devices, and they're connected wirelessly to track our steps, to track our blood pressure. We've seen some tremendous new technology that can help the diabetes patients and glaucoma and all sorts of new ways of helping for medical reasons.
Administering medicine on time.
Exactly. And not only for health reasons, but just general fitness to help us stay fit on a daily basis.
How many steps did you take today,
Debbie? How many steps? Not enough. It's gorgeous
today.
Outside. But for all of those reasons, for, you know, keeping us well, for our well-being. So we have all these various wearables, and if you've ever read any articles about this, we're also hearing about, you know, we're going to have t-shirts that are built in with these sort of monitors, so we don't have just have them on our wrist. We may have them embedded in a t-shirt. Yeah, right. Embedded in t-shirts or in shoes. There are slippers that may be able to help monitor if an older individual falls or if their gait changes, so that we can know if an older individual is having trouble with their walking. If there are pill boxes that can monitor whether an older individual has taken their pills and if they've taken the right dose. So we have all sorts of devices that have technology built in. Well, these are all connected wirelessly.
That's one of the big issues, is the wireless spectrum and what's available for all of these.
Right. Yes.
These devices and connectivity.
This isn't just magic.
That's right.
It's connected wirelessly, and this all runs on a network that relies on spectrum. And this is not an unlimited resource. This is a limited resource. And so that is one issue that those of us involved in the policy world are well aware, that spectrum is a limited resource, and we need to ensure that we get more spectrum when it is available, and that is really a critical, important part of the puzzle here in keeping that resource available for the network.
If you want to stream a movie, I stream movies. I mean, from Netflix, from Xfinity, from whatever the source might be. There's all kinds of sources to stream movies. That all takes time. That all takes space. It means I'm taking up some of the spectrum to do that, right?
That's right.
So are we going to run out of spectrum? Are we going to be limiting? Are we going to slow things down? What do you see happening?
Well, we definitely need more spectrum for our wireless network. There are efforts in place now to make more spectrum available, and there will hopefully be more steps taken to work with the government to make even more spectrum available for wireless usage. So that's a very important part of it. We also need to make sure that we have the best of innovation possible, that that our providers can innovate and invest, and that we have the right policies in place to allow our providers to do that. That's also a very important part of the puzzle.
So one of the things that you're looking at then is how the FCC assigns spectrum and who has it. And who has the right to it and who can sell it? There are auctions for spectrum.
That's right.
Correct?
That's right.
I mean, I was amazed when I first started the Federal Communication Commission's Consumer Advisory Committee, and which I know Debbie, for all of you, she now chairs it. She does a lot better job than I did.
No, I doubt that.
what was amazing to me was to realize that this is a finite resource. We're going to have to find ways to be very creative in utilizing it fairly. And I think fairness is a big issue here, mm-hmm. too. That's one of the big things that have come into to debate. How do you keep one segment from overrunning the other segment and that sort of thing? So I know these are some of the issues you get into, and I really don't want to go off into them, but I just want to make our listeners aware of the fact that there is a lot more to it than just picking up your smartphone and using it.
Right.
You know?
To ensure that consumers have the best experience.
Exactly.
Because consumers may not be aware that, you know, if their experience is less than what they have come to expect, it could be because there's, you know, the network is jammed and
it's, you
know,
overloaded.
Overloaded, and there's a slower experience.
Well, it's like it's kind of a way of what happens when there's a natural disaster and you're trying to make a cell phone call.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It gets overloaded, and it can be anything that you're using that gets overloaded, not just a cell phone.
Right.
Well, now the way the spectrum is assigned. Maybe you can't answer this, but. If I wanted to start a cell phone business or wanted to develop a cell phone, how do I know that that device is going to be able to work on the spectrum? Is that too technical?
Yeah.
She's looking at me like, no, I don't know the answer. We'll do that for another time. Okay. So let's go back and talk about how spectrum influences a senior population, because you want them to have a positive experience. If they don't have enough spectrum to actually get their device working and playing smoothly or streaming movies or whatnot, that's not going to be a happy person. So that's one of your goals, is to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Sure.
Let me just, before we do that, though, let me just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know that you're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Deborah Berlin. She's the executive director of Project GOAL, which is Project Get Older Adults Online. And we're focusing on that, but we're also talking about the whole issue of what is spectrum and what does it do? It just means that you have access to all those wonderful things that are out there. So where do you see this issue going, Debbie, in terms of the senior population and in terms of the population in general?
So, you know, I think what really the goal is for older adults is that we want the older adult experience to be as rich as possible when it comes to technology. So that means we want them to have the best of innovation. We want them to have it offered at the best prices. And we want them to have the best experience with that technology. So, you know, that's a very good package. And that really is what we want for all consumers. So we're not saying anything really that's different.
For anyone. Well, what you're talking about covers a vast array of government and private industry to, I guess, working together to develop these things so that they work smoothly.
And we've had a very good run. We've had a really long, good period of innovation in the industry. We've had a tremendous investment in broadband. And I think consumers have seen just tremendous opportunity with the type of devices they've been able to have at their fingertips, and with all of the wireless devices and you know, the smartphone growth that we've had in the past decade or so, it's really been a very rich experience for all consumers, and we want older adults to be able to experience that as well, and to realize the value that that can provide in their lives.
Now, you do training sessions, community organizational outreach kind of things?
Well, Project GOAL does not do that itself, but
we work with
many organizations that do get involved in that, digital literacy programs. And one of the things one of the other areas that Project GOAL has worked on is ensuring that there's information about online safety and privacy, security issues, fraud, and you know, these are big concerns for the older population. Not only, you know, in the offline world, they always have been, and that has moved to the online world. Mm-hmm. So what I'm concerned about is I don't want anyone to say, I'm not going to go online because I'm afraid of what could happen online. So I want to make sure that the older individuals have the information they need to stay safe. They have the tools they need to stay safe. They're aware. They know what they need to keep their information private. And they know that there
that
are tools.
Be a challenge.
There are tools available to maintain a level of privacy that they feel is important, and that they're educated to understand what the limitations are about being, you know, online and protecting themselves. So, you know, that's a really important part of being on the online world.
It really is, and you hit on it, because I think a bad experience can make people hesitant, especially an older population, someone who's not used to going online anyway. And if you suddenly find your computer is taken over by malware or these threatening emails that say, I'm going to destroy everything if you don't send me money. I mean, and this happens. But yes, having the tools to avoid those things are so important for seniors,
yes,
particularly.
Yes. And many organizations initially focused on young kids, and I think what Project Goal has tried to do is to say, well, you know, the older population, many of them are first-time users. So you think of, you know, kids as being first-time users, but older adults,
first-time,
many
as well,
of them
sure.
are first-time users, are starting to go online for the first time and need the same sort of tools that you would in a family when you've got kids coming online and need the same sort of information. So providers and other organizations have been very helpful in jumping in and providing those tools and that information for the older population.
It's critically important information.
It really is.
It really is critically important.
And it's important that the community know that it's no more, you're at no greater risk online than you are offline.
Of course not. I mean, you can be going to a department store.
Absolutely.
Buy furniture and have that store be gone tomorrow after it's taken your money.
Yes.
We've had lots of complaints like that at Call for Action.
Handing your credit
card
off.
So it doesn't, just because there's somebody there that you can see that seems tangible, doesn't mean that it is.
Handing your credit card in a store is just as risky as it is.
Bad things can happen anywhere.
Giving a credit card online, if you see that you're on a secure site, is, you know, just as well protected as you are if you're, you know, handing it to someone and seeing them put it, you know, putting it, watching that card every minute. It's really the same process.
I think the secret to shopping online is knowing the company that you're using. Now, that doesn't mean you have to use big companies, but you have to do some research. And of course, you've got to depend on your filters to screen out the ones that don't have verification, that don't have the things that you really would want in a company that you're doing business with online. So it doesn't have to be a big name, but it just has to have those things in place.
And you need to make sure you're on a secure site.
Exactly.
And Project Goal has put information together about how to stay safe online. We have that information on our website. We did a brochure, which we did in English and Spanish, on how to stay safe, secure, and protect your privacy online. And we worked with providers on that. And, you know, a number of providers have information on their websites as well. So it's a really important information.
Yes, it really is, too. Well, there's always a measure of you feel more secure if you've got more knowledge, the better equipped you are when you sit down at your computer to go do your shopping online, the better you're going to feel about the experience.
Right.
I mean, I used to be a catalog person. Now I'm an online person. Have to admit it. So anyway, Debbie, thank you so much. It's been very enlightening. I wish you the greatest success with Project Goal. And for our listeners, it's called theprojectgoal.org. You can find them on the website. So look them up. They've got great information. And if you are a senior or you have a senior in your family that you're trying to get interested in the internet, send them there, because I think they're going to come away feeling a lot more comfortable. But thank you again, Debbie, for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Off Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Deborah Berlin. She is the executive director of the Project Goal, and we're delighted that she was with us. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.